Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I am so glad you joined me this morning. Whether you are quarantined or you are out driving somewhere this morning, I'm thankful that you chose to listen to the Joy FM this morning and join us on Sunday Morning with Love and Action. Well, these are certainly interesting times we're living in. Very crazy times, actually. The coronavirus has the world on lockdown. Seems like everybody on the face of the earth is being affected by it one way or the other. We know it's taking its toll on the economy, and many people are losing work, and we just need to be in prayer and continue to pray. I know many are praying against the coronavirus, praying for those who are being affected by it, whether physically or through the economy, losing jobs and so forth. We need to be people of prayer. We need to be praying. God tells us to do that. So let's be sure that we are praying. Before we get into today's message, let's do just that. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you that you love us and you've got us in your hands, Lord. You are not surprised by the coronavirus and how it's changed the whole world. God, you're never surprised because you know all. And Father, we're praying for a quick end to this virus. We're praying that it will leave as fast as it came in. Father, we thank you for places and parts of the world where there has been a decrease in cases. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we pray we'll start seeing that all over the world. God, we pray for those who are working on the front lines, Father, those in the medical field, those who are the first responders. Father, truck drivers, they are such a vital link to getting us everything that we need all the time, but it's really been noticed more during the coronavirus as supplies of so many things have run out and we're dependent on the truckers to bring those shipments in. So God, we pray for their protection as they're out on the road, Lord, that you'd bless them, bless their families. Father, we pray for our leaders, our local leaders here, Mayor Saliba, the Houston County Commission, the Dothan City Commission, school boards, Lord, just everybody in leadership here locally, as well as throughout the state with Governor Ivey, the Department of Health, Lord, up to our president, Lord, President Trump and Congress. May they seek you for guidance and for direction to lead this country through this time. Father God, we pray for those all around the world. We know Italy has been hit extremely hard. Lord, we pray for healing there. We pray for the help that they need, Father God. Lord, I pray that through all of this, God, that your people will stand firm on the solid rock, Jesus Christ, our solid foundation, and not be shaken by any of this. Lord, may your peace that passes all understanding fill our hearts and minds, and may we be ready to share with others why we are at peace and are remaining calm through all of this, Lord. It's awesome opportunities out there to share our faith with others, even with the social distancing going on, Lord. We can share our faith with others, and Father, just continue to strengthen us, fill us with your Spirit, and help us, Father, in each and every way. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for the salvation that you give us, for there's nothing more important than that relationship with you. Jesus, we thank you for dying for us, for living for us, and for giving us, and for loving us. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to give you an update on what we're doing at Love and Action during the coronavirus crisis. We are continuing doing ministry. We're doing obviously a lot different now because of the social distancing, but also because of the governor prohibiting crowds over 25 being together. But we are still helping people with needs such as food, hot meals, grocery items, and through it all, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're seeing people come to the Lord, and I just praise God for that because that's what it's all about. As we are able to proclaim his gospel and people come to Jesus and they receive his forgiveness and his salvation, they also receive his peace. and they're able to face this situation with the peace that only Jesus can give us. So it's very exciting from that standpoint. It's hard from the standpoint of seeing so many people affected by the coronavirus, not just physically, but seeing people losing jobs and businesses, shutting down either temporarily or for good. And so we just got to reach out and help people the best way we can. And at Love in Action, we're trying to do that. One of the main ways that we are doing that is through food, our food ministry, groceries and hot meals. We are posting a food distribution schedule each week on our website and also on Facebook. So you can follow us on Facebook and you can check out our website at loveinactionministries.com and see what's going on and see where we're going to be at. But also you can check it out for the needs that we have, because the needs are increasing tremendously as more and more people are being impacted by the economics of this virus. And we have a needs list on our website. I'll go over it with you. Of course, we need finances. That's rather obvious. We also need perishable meats like chicken, hamburger, etc. that we can put in the freezer, so when we're ready to cook, and we're cooking for masses quite a bit now, even more. We always have done a lot with food, but the need just keeps increasing. And now we have also been given two large smoker grills that we can cook massive amount of foods for needs that are out there for people who need a good hot meal. For example, we cooked 180 pounds of chicken the other day, and we were able to make plates and serve all of that to people who were in need, people who were hungry. We had a lady tell us she didn't know what her and her child were going to do for a meal, and the Lord brought us right to her door and handed her meals. So that's an awesome blessing. So meats we can use. If we run out of freezer space at Love in Action, we have a walk-in freezer and cooler that we can use. Covenant United Methodists have been kind enough to offer that to us. So thank you, Covenant. We're also in need of bread, peanut butter, and jelly. Those make for good, simple, quick meals we can get out to people. We need non-perishable foods. We need, if you can find these items, vein of sausages and beanie weenies, other snack items like that, which have been flying off the shelves. We use those items primarily for our snack bags for the homeless that we give them, so they can have something to at least sustain them between meals. We need three compartment to-go containers, those clamshell to-go containers with three compartments in it, because everything we're doing now is in to-go plates, because we are not eating meals at Love in Action. When we're serving at Love in Action, people come through, get the meals, and they leave. When we're out with our food trailer, of course, as always, we have those to-go containers filled with food, and we're handing them out to people. So we need those. We need plasticware, such as plastic forks, knives, and spoons. You can find those packaged together, and if you're able to do that, that's really great. We also need napkins. All of these donations can be dropped off at Love in Action, which is located at 279 West Main Street in downtown Dothan. And we are there Tuesday through Friday after 9 a.m. If you would like to send tax-deductible financial donation, you can do that by mailing it to Love in Action, P.O. Box 85, Dothan, Alabama, 36302. And you can also donate securely online via PayPal through the donation page that's on our website by going to loveinactionministries.com/donate. So that's a quick synopsis of what's going on at Love in Action and what we're doing to try to help through this crisis to make sure we're doing what God called us to do. And just want to encourage you today to always go back to God's Word in every situation in our lives, whether it's a peaceful, wonderful time where nothing much is going on, or whether it's a time like this where things are changing daily. We need to always be in the Word of God, and we can always find answers that we need. We can always find peace that we need in times like this. And so today I just want to share some scripture with you. And my prayer is that it will encourage you and also challenge you to live according to His Word. Because when we do that, we see God move in amazing ways in our lives and through our lives. So the first scripture we're going to look at today is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. So the Apostle Paul is writing this, and we know he went through many, many, many tough times, from being in prison to being shipwrecked, bitten by a viper, stoned nearly to death. He said, still through it all, we need to rejoice. So what we're going through right now, it's not like it's something we want to go through, but we can still have that rejoicing in our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that He is with us. He loves us. He never leaves us, nor does He ever forsake us. And He is going to guide us and help us through this situation. That's a wonderful source of peace as we're turning our sorrow into rejoicing, turning our sadness into rejoicing, and being thankful to the Lord that He is with us and He has this. Paul goes on to write in verse 5, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So Paul is saying, be reasonable. Rejoice. Don't be anxious. The Lord is with us. And he says in everything, be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let's make our requests made known to God. So let's take a brief look at what's been going on with people. We have seen that people have been going crazy, buying everything in the supermarkets from toilet paper, which I still don't get that whole toilet paper craze. Seemed like it started in Australia and it just kept on going, and now it's all around the world. Food is gone. People are, especially at the beginning of all this, people are just hoarding things, Lysol spray, disinfectant wipes, and that's something we all need during these times. But we need to be reasonable about it too and not take everything for ourselves. If we are believers, followers of Christ, we need to be thinking about others. And we're going to hit some real good scripture on that here in a minute. We need to be reasonable. So let's let people see that in us if you're a believer in Christ. And he tells us that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds. This world needs a major dose of peace right now. And that will only come through Jesus Christ. So as we are going through this crazy times, we just need to stop, take a deep breath, and focus on Jesus. Let's don't take our eyes off of Him. If we stay focused on Him, we're going to make it through all this just fine. Paul goes on to tell us in verse 8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. What just wonderful advice right there from the Apostle Paul. There's so much negativity out there. There's so much fear running rampant throughout this whole world that we need to not focus on that. We need to understand and know what's going on so we know to separate rumors from fact. Because there's way too many rumors out there in this social media, internet days that we have been living in for a long time now. But there's so much junk out there. We need to stay informed on knowing what the truth is, what the rumors are as far as the coronavirus goes. But don't let it saturate your mind. Just get your information and get out of the news saturation there. Just take a little in so you know what's going on. But think about what is true, what is honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellence, anything worthy of praise. We think about those things. When we do that, we're thinking about Jesus. We're thinking about the things of God. When we do that, Paul says, the peace of God will be with us. And that's what we all need. We need the peace of God. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And this verse has really jumped out at me through all of this, because it's something that is not being done, and therefore we need to read it, and we need to understand it, and we need to do it. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." In the panic that we have seen over the past few weeks, people, now of course there's exceptions, I'm not painting this as everybody, but people, including believers, are turning to themselves, looking after themselves, and that's why there's nothing on shelves in the grocery store, because people have gone in and just wiped them all out. A person does not need 80 rolls of toilet paper. And if you do, you really do need to be at the hospital, because something probably bad's going on with you. We don't need to be hoarding things. We need to be looking after others. And one way of doing that is going to the grocery stores and buying what you need like you normally would. You go in, like for example, Martha and I will go into a grocery store and we'll get a half gallon of milk, and she'll get her almond milk. I still drink the real thing. And we'll pick up some yogurt, and there may be a few other things that we need. Maybe some vegetables, package of meats of some sorts, and that's it. Oh, can't forget the cats. Have to pick up something for the cats. But, you know, that's it. We're not going in and just wiping out an aisle for things. And that's one way we can think about others, is leaving things on the shelves for others to get as well. And Paul tells us that we need to do this in all humility, but look at others as being of more significance. You know, when we do that, we're doing what Christ tells us to do, how he showed us to live this life. And so we just really need to be thinking of others. Do you know somebody in your neighborhood? Maybe there's some elderly people in your neighborhood who can't get out right now, and they need some groceries. Check on them and see if they need some groceries, and go out and get it for them. Yeah, that's doing a great service to them, and they're going to be very blessed by it. You're going to be blessed for doing it. It's going to make you feel really good, because God created us to do good works. Therefore, it feels good when we do. And so just think of others' needs. Maybe there's a single mom that you know who's really going through a tough time, and she can't afford the diapers or the wipes or the baby food or whatever. Can you help her out? Can you go to the store and buy some things for her and bless her with it? That's helping one another. That's looking after someone else's needs, someone else's interests. And if we would start doing that, people would realize there is a big difference in people who live for Christ and those who don't. They need to see Jesus in all of us, and that includes our actions at all times, and even more so now. The world needs somebody to show them peace and to show them calm in the midst of the storm. We have the answer. We need to tell them, we need to show them that Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. The only way to the Father. And we get the Father's peace in our hearts as we follow Jesus. Jesus also tells us in Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 40, the scripture which this ministry, Love and Action, was based upon when we started 20 years ago this month, as a matter of fact. Jesus says, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it unto me." It's in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. James is right to the point there. We see people who are in need, and if we have the ability to help them, we must help them. It's good to pray for folks. We need to be praying for one another. Prayer is so awesome and so powerful. I know we have a lot of people praying for us at Love in Action, and we feel those prayers. And so prayer is awesome. But when we have the ability to help somebody, we need to help them. As James says, don't just say, hey, I'm going to pray that you can afford to purchase some items for your pantry tonight or whatever the need is. And we have a pantry full of food ourselves, there's an issue. We need to take some of that food and give it to them. James tells us that our works needs to be consistent with our faith. If we say we're followers of Christ, and our works need to do that. We're not saved by works. He's not trying to say that. He is saying that our works needs to be in line with our faith. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. That's how we should be conducting ourselves, with kindness, with humility, in meekness, and with patience. If we do that, people will see something different in us than what they're seeing in the rest of the world. So simply put, when we put God's word into use, and James tells us this, let's not just listen to the word. Let's don't just say, hey, that's a great word today, Pastor. Put it to use in our lives. We need to practice what we preach. We need to practice what we read in God's word. Because if we just listen to it, that's one thing we need to do. We need to listen. We need to be in the word. But if we don't apply it, then it's making no impact on our lives. We have to apply God's word. And when we do that, not only will God make a tremendous impact on our lives, but he will work through us to make a tremendous impact on other people's lives. So we need to be about our Father's business. Let's be in his word. Let's be people of the word. But let's put his word to work in our lives as well. And the last verse I want to share with you today, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Peter says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. This verse, I love this verse, and it always just blows my mind. Casting all your anxieties on him, on Jesus, because he, Jesus, cares for you. I think about that verse, and I think about our Lord Jesus Christ, everything he's already done for us. He came from heaven to earth, being born as a child, as a baby, and lived on this earth for some 33 years, suffered many, many afflictions, was beaten unmercifully, and nailed to the cross for our sins. And then on the third day, he rose again to give all who believe eternal life. Now right there, that's more than any of us ever deserve. But Jesus did it because he loves us. But Jesus, he always goes the next step and the next step and the next step. And he says, cast our anxieties on him. Give him our cares. Give him the anxiety that's going on with the coronavirus right now. Give them to Jesus. It's not that you don't care about it. It's not that you're not concerned, but it's that you're making a decision. I'm going to trust Jesus. I'm going to give him these anxieties of mine, these worries, these fears, and he's going to take them, and he's going to give me peace because he cares for me. And that's just so powerful. But that's the God we serve. He loves us more than we can even imagine. He loves us, and he's with us, and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And he tells us over 300 times, don't fear. So let's take God at his word, and let's don't fear, and let's be people of peace so others in this world can see that, because they're going to ask, why do you have peace? And you can tell them about Jesus. And this is a time spiritually where a lot of fruit is being harvested, because people need Jesus in their lives, and they begin to realize it. And we're seeing people come to Jesus. We're seeing them call out to him and giving their lives to him. And God's saving them and giving them peace. And they're able to go through day by day. But don't worry about tomorrow, Jesus says. He says in Matthew chapter 6, don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough trouble of its own. So we just concentrate day by day. Focus on Jesus. Let's don't be like when Peter was in the boat and he asked Jesus, hey, Jesus, can I walk on water out there to you? And Jesus says, come on. So Peter gets out of the boat and he starts walking. And I just can't imagine what he was going through his mind at that time, walking on water. But then he did something. He took his eyes off of Jesus onto the waves and the storm, and he sank. And as he was sinking, he yelled, help. And Jesus reached out and picked him right up. But let's don't take our eyes off Jesus, and we won't sink during the storm that we're in. Let's stay focused on him. Let's encourage one another. Let's uplift one another. Let's be praying for one another, and let's be helping one another. Let's be the church that we're supposed to be. The church is the body of Christ. It's not a building. It's all who are followers of Jesus. And we can encourage one another and we can lift up people. Lift them up with the love of Christ. And we need to be doing that. Because there's a lot of people that need Jesus. A lot of people that need his peace. And if we receive it, we can give it out. So I want to encourage you to do that. And if you're listening this morning, and you're not a believer in Jesus, let me encourage you to make that decision today. It will be the greatest decision you have made and ever will make. Because Jesus did die on that cross for you. And he did suffer on that cross for you. And he was buried in a tomb. And on the third day, God raised him from the dead. Jesus is the resurrection. And he did that to give you life. Life here on earth and life everlasting. The Word of God tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I ask you, do you want to receive that forgiveness, that love that only he can do that? Then believe. Believe on the name of Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us in Romans 10:9, we confess Jesus as our Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So just call out to him today. Ask him to forgive you. Just tell him you want to surrender your life to him, and he'll forgive you and he'll come in and he'll give you peace to make it through this storm we're going through right now and for every other storm that comes along the way, and you'll have eternal life. If you have any questions, please feel free to call Love in Action at 334-494-4995, 334-494-4995. You can email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com, ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. Thank you for joining us today. Know that Jesus loves you so much, and he is with you. And we're going to get through this together with him. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.